My name is Dr. Renee Lewinson. I'm a Zimbabwean epidemiologist, and I'm the director of Training and Research Support Center and one of the cluster leads and coordinators of work in the Regional Network for Equity in Health in East and Southern Africa. Rich countries, but also the communities inside the rich countries, need to recognize that our futures are interdependent and combined, and that you cannot be secure in one part of the world if another part of the world is highly insecure, in as much as we learned in the Industrial Revolution that inequalities within societies generate problems for everybody. So I think we are looking for the richer countries to realize that we are working in an interdependent world and to exercise these more collective interests when we are making decisions. And part of that is actually, we need to recognize that Africa is actually a net exporter of wealth and resources through the extractive sectors, through the use of biodiversity from our regions. So we also need to understand the need for our countries in our region to reclaim the resources for health and to have more partnership-based models rather than extractive models in the way we generate the production and consumption systems in our region and in the global region. And I think this is not just for us, it's for the global community as a whole, because we are escalating towards ecological, climatic, pandemic threats that we will not cope with unless we see ourselves in an interdependent world. Well, obviously, one of them is the TRIPS waiver. And I think the recognition of the need that distributed local production is the only way we are going to be able to secure access to essential health products.
I am Dr. Delen de la Paz. I am a medical doctor teaching community medicine at the University of the Philippines College of Medicine. I'm also the chairperson of the Health Alliance for Democracy, an NGO, and the national coordinator in the Philippines of the People's Health Movement. We believe the patents would really add a big cost to the cost of the vaccine, as well as it doesn't provide the opportunity for countries with manufacturing capabilities to also develop the vaccine. There is a lack of vaccine production right now, so people in developing countries are really lagging behind. The first world countries were able to get the first production, but you cannot have a response globally if only the developing countries are the ones, or the developed countries rather, are the ones with the vaccines. Everybody should have access to these vaccines at the same time to be able to arrive at the herd immunity level that we want, so that we will have an end to this pandemic. So we know many countries have that, also the capability for manufacturing the vaccines and the medicine. So please support our call for a TRIPS waiver so that we will have more access to these life-saving and supportive medicines to address the pandemic.